This is another in a series of tales drawn from real life here in the North Country. It's based on my firm belief that everybody has a story worth hearing. Today's subject is about spring, but it begins in the autumn. Yes, last fall, a friend of mine said, "You and your wife have got to come with me to the farm and see what my son is up to." The farm turned out to be a lovely spot on the Leelanau Peninsula, south of Northport. We turned off the road onto a half-mile dirt lane, flanked on each side by fallow farmland. We entered woods on a bluff that abutted Lake Michigan and walked to a hand-built cottage. The westward view over the lake was breathtaking. There we met Jess Peace Corps and his business partner, Abra Behrens. Both are 27. They were fine-looking young people with deep tans and wide, bright smiles. We'd been invited to dinner. Jess and Abra had prepared 5 courses, starting with deviled eggs and homemade pickles, followed by duck and chicken toasts. The menu included pan-fried summer squash with herbs. There was roast goose and a blueberry geranium sorbet. The finale came with a cherry peach cobbler. I've been to many restaurants that couldn't match what these kids had done. Then came a surprise. We were informed that virtually everything we ate that night had been raised by Jess and Abra on the adjoining farm. Their story begins downstate. Both graduated from the University of Michigan, and both found jobs at the legendary Zingerman's Deli in Ann Arbor. Jess sold cheese, Abra took orders, and worked in the kitchen. That's where they met each other. While they were there, Zingerman's opened a restaurant called The Roadhouse. The chef became unhappy with the produce he was buying, so he started raising his own tomatoes. That was the beginning of what became a huge garden. Jess was assigned to work in it. One day, as he was harvesting vegetables, he had an epiphany. He thought to himself, "This is what I want to do for the rest of my life." Meanwhile, Abra was becoming interested in cooking. She shared that with Jess. The two of them began to talk a lot about food. She was accepted at Ireland's premier cooking school, Ballymaloe. For 3 months, she trained in the kitchen and worked on the school's 100-acre organic farm. She returned to this country, to Chicago, and began working in some of the city's finest restaurants as a line cook and baker. She also dreamt of somehow being involved in a small-scale farm. Jess had grown up in Sutton's Bay. His grandfather, retired Traverse City physician Jack Feebing, owns land near Northport. Jess approached him about farming it, and an agreement was reached. It included being able to live in the rustic cottage. He then called Abra, saying, "My family has some land in Leelanau County. Are you interested in going into business?" She was. They started last spring with a 1-acre plot. They planted tomatoes, corn, onions, arugula, carrots, garlic, parsnips, herbs, and on and on. All of it was grown without the use of pesticides. They also raised ducks and geese. Their chickens brought them a nice supply of eggs. They sold their produce at farmers' markets in Northport, Sutton's Bay, and Traverse City. They got used to living in the cottage. They have running water and electricity, but heat with a wood stove. They have no TV and can only receive a couple of radio signals, yet they claim they're never bored. They read a lot, and they've learned that a farmer's life is early to bed and early to rise. They named their operation Bare Knuckle Farm. They came up with it because of the hard work involved. But also, since they reside on the Little Finger of Michigan, the image of a knuckle came to mind. At the end of the season, they discovered they had actually made money. It was not a giant profit, but not bad. It was enough to split between them and to buy a hoop house for the next season, allowing them to get plants started earlier in the year. I asked Jess how he had learned to farm. "Well," he replied, "the experience at Zingerman's helped. I also read a lot of books, and of course, you learn by doing." Naturally, there were a few bumps along the way. For example, they learned to pen their chickens after coyotes wiped out their first flock. In the future, they plan to expand the garden, build a root cellar, plant orchards, and even raise pigs. I asked them where they saw themselves in 5 years. "Well, I'd like to be here," Jess answered, "living in Northport, farming, and being part of the community. People here are so warm and welcoming." Abra said she wants to open a restaurant using fresh, organic ingredients, mostly from their own farm. So, there you have it, a story for springtime about hard work and dreams. Next time you go to a farmer's market, look for Jess and Abra. They're the ones with the wide smiles on their faces. Jess Peace Corps and Abra Behrens, today's chapter of The Story Next Door, This is Scott Craig. I'll see you again a few miles down the road.